This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Officers arrested Barry Morphew for murdering his wife, Suzanne, who disappeared in 2020. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Barry Morphew was taken into custody in Arizona after a grand jury returned an indictment for the murder of Suzanne Morphew. Her disappearance garnered intense interest from true crime TV and podcasters. Barry was charged with her murder back in 2021, but prosecutors dropped the charges the next year. The case picked back up when Suzanne's remains were found in a shallow grave in southern Colorado. Last year, a coroner ruled her death a homicide, and that tranquilizer chemicals Barry was known to use on deer were found in her bones. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Cities across the state are bracing for more heat this weekend. Forecasts show 100-degree weather. Denverite's Paolo Chalceda has more.
I'm here at the Rood Rec Center in Denver, Colorado. It's one of dozens of libraries and recreation centers that the city has opened up as cooling centers for Friday and Saturday, when temperatures are expected to exceed 100 degrees. Nobody's taking any advantage of it quite yet, but the city is doing this because there's a huge lack of air conditioning in Denver homes. About one in three homes in Denver lack air conditioning. I'm Paolo Chalceda, Denverite.
Safeway workers in Colorado will strike for a second weekend as contract negotiations continue, with more stores joining. Today, employees in Boulder went on the picket line. And this is CPR News. You're listening to CPR News at 5:06.